Uzbekistan on Wednesday agreed to allow NATO to use its territory to transport non-military cargo to Afghanistan, partially reversing the 2005 eviction of the United States from an Uzbek airbase after Washington criticized the country's human rights record. Turkmenistan has also indicated it would allow transfer of NATO humanitarian cargo. But earlier in February, Kyrgyzstan evicted the United States from its Manas airbase near Bishkek after Russia offered that country a multi-billion dollar aid package. Political observers say these decisions reflect a new direction of foreign policy for Central Asian countries. They say it allows them to make decisions based on the best deals, be it with Russia, the United States, China, or the European Union. However, Murat Suyimbayev, professor of international relations at Kyrgyz State University in Bishkek, says Central Asian countries are still not as independent of Russia as they would like to be. Suyimbayev says Central Asian countries cannot, for example, sell cotton to the United States, but they can to Russia. So accordingly, there is little prospect of the U.S. becoming a significant trading partner in Central Asia. This, he says, was a factor that made it so easy for Uzbekistan to reject a strategic partnership with America in 2005 and why Kyrgyzstan evicted the U.S. from its Manas airbase. Suyimbayev adds that the decisions were relatively painless in terms of trade or security. Though Kyrgyzstan's decision may have been influenced by Russia, Moscow's relations with Tajikistan have cooled over the past 2 years. Andrei Grozin, head of the Central Asia Department at Moscow's CIS Institute, says this is because of mounting problems in Tajikistan. Grozin says Tajikistan is looking for a power center that could help solve those problems. He says he doesn't know if that center will be the United States, the European Union, Russia, or China, but suggests it does not matter to Tajik leaders. Grozin notes, however, that Russia does not want to assume responsibility for the problems of Tajikistan and other Central Asian countries during the current global economic downturn. While Grozin recognizes Central Asia's potential for investment, including fossil fuels and hydroelectric power, he says they involve significant risk. He notes that the Obama administration is not likely to add Central Asian troubles to the burden it is already carrying in Afghanistan and Iraq. Analysts say the U.S. interest in Central Asia beyond fighting the war in Afghanistan is not clear. But Washington is interested in pipelines that could deliver Central Asian oil and gas to the West, circumventing Russia. Currently, Moscow has a regional pipeline monopoly, but Alexei Malashenko, a Central Asian analyst at the Moscow Carnegie Center, said it is likely to be broken. Malashenko says the question is how Russia will lose its monopoly and what it will do to preserve its influence and positions along alternate routes. He says maintaining that influence is very important, and if Russia has smart people, they will take care of the matter. If not, there's nothing Russians can do about it. Where Kazakhstan and Turkmenistan have large supplies of oil and natural gas, Kyrgyzstan and Tajikistan have an abundance of a more vital commodity, water. Uzbekistan and Kazakhstan have shortages. Andrei Grozin says the issue of water is an irritant in Uzbek-Tajik relations. Tajikistan is considering construction of a dam, which Tashkent fears could give Dushanbe too much political leverage. Analyst Alexei Malashenko agrees about the importance of water in Central Asia. Malashenko says water is the region's most painful and dangerous issue because if a local conflict erupts, it won't be over borders or ethnic problems, but for water, because water is life. He says no one has been able to serve as an intermediary or to offer a solution to the problem of water shortages, though everyone has tried, Russia, the Chinese, and now Europe. Malashenko says though Central Asian countries are members of several regional economic and security organizations, there is more conflict than cooperation among them. He notes numerous border disputes and poor economic ties, as reflected by the absence of direct flights between Tashkent and Dushanbe. Andrei Grozin adds that Kazakhstan, the regional economic leader, has begun deporting its neighbors' impoverished migrant workers and is involved in a contest for regional political leadership with Uzbekistan. Grozin says the global economic crisis has also limited the potential to develop Central Asia. Grozin says all of the problems we see today in the economies of post-Soviet Central Asia are tied to sharply diminished interest in the region by international players. He says it is an area that remains interesting, but not a priority. Alexei Malashenko says the countries of Central Asia are forging their own national identities, though memory of the Soviet Union and a time of no borders still lingers, particularly among the older generation. But he hastens to add that few would favor a return to Soviet rule, especially the young. Peter Fedinsky, VOA News, Moscow.